with the theme of time. Li Xiao's runway show at the China Fashion Week was crowded with fans, buyers, and designers. Just 1 month ago, this 20-something designer added another big tag to her profile by presenting the closing show for the London Fashion Week.
我其实说实话最大的两个 stockist 一个是在日本
In fact, on top of my stock list, one is in Japan and the other in New York. Also, as I'm based in London, so it has been an international market, instead of just a Chinese market.
Li Xiao won the 2015 Mercedes-Benz China Designer Award. According to Nicholas Speaks, president and CEO of Mercedes-Benz China, this is an award...set to nurture talented young Chinese designers.
The Mercedes-Benz China Designer Award is designed to give those talents a platform, upon which they can build, and we give them an opportunity to go abroad, to go to the major international fashion shows and show what they can do. And we've done it 5 times. Li Xiao is the latest.
In the past few years, many young Chinese fashion designers, like Li Xiao, have made increasing presence in the international fashion industry and won recognition both home and abroad. Li attributes this change primarily to China's economic growth.
Fashion is closely related to the quality of life. When the quality of life and cultural atmosphere reach a certain level, you'll see the appearance of good designers, just as what's happening in China at the moment.
The potential of China's fashion market has also drawn attention from the e-commerce industry.JD.com, one of China's biggest online B2C retailers, is planning to establish a platform of independent fashion designers. Last year, the company sponsored a few young Chinese designers to present runway shows at the Milan Fashion Week. Earlier this year, it presented a few others at the New York Fashion Week. Alicia Li is among them.We've been approached by JD.com for quite some time as the company sees our potential. This project was our first time collaboration and was quite successful. China Fashion Week itself has also launched a nurturing program, 10+3 Showroom, by inviting 10 young Chinese fashion designers and 3 accessory designers each time to showcase their newest collections. With such programs,A young generation of Chinese designers are now making an impression to the industry, both home and abroad. At the moment, China's fashion industry is likely to undergo a reshuffle. Traditional fashion brands are challenged by the lack of unique designs, while independent designer brands with their innovation are on the rise. In designer Alicia Lee's opinion, the best way for both sides is to work together.Commercial brands by finding good designers develop their own design genes and essence of the brand. Or designers by working with commercial brands or finding capital can explore a way of commercialization. Eyeing the domestic or international markets, these young Chinese designers all believe that it's now time for them to shine. For CRI, I'm Xu Yi.